USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A military exercise in Mississippi leaving 22 U.S. Army paratroopers injured. An Army official at Camp Shelby says they don't know what went wrong during that nighttime jump. The good news is none of the injuries are regarded as life-threatening. At least 17 people in America have now died from severe lung illnesses linked to vaping. The CDC says there are also over 800 other lung injury cases tied to vaping, and the Health and Human Services Chief Alex Azar says,
you do not know what toxins you are vaporizing and putting in your lungs. Listen, as a general health matter, don't put stuff in your lungs. It's not good for you.
First-time claims for jobless benefits last week hit 219,000 approximately, up around 4,000 from the previous week's revised total. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
There were multiple fatalities after a World War II-era B-17 bomber crashed in an airport de-icing facility while trying to land at Connecticut's Bradley Airport. Airport Authority head Kevin Dillon.
The tower was advised that there was an issue with the aircraft. We don't know exactly how that was relayed, whether it was relayed as a mechanical issue, but that there was an issue with the aircraft. It attempted to circle around.
The Dallas jury that convicted former officer Amber Geiger of murder in the fatal shooting of an unarmed man, Waltham Jean, in his home, has sentenced her to 10 years in prison. John's brother took the stand after sentencing and requested to embrace Geiger.
I don't know if this is possible, but can I give her a hug, please?
The judge allowed it, and the two hugged. Dallas County District Attorney John Crusoe asked those upset with the verdict to be inspired by the 18-year-old.
I would hope that the greater community could gain a message.
Activists are saying she should have got a steeper sentence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The European Union's top court has ruled that an individual nation can make Facebook take down posts and restrict global access to materials. The European Court of Justice making the decision after a former Austrian politician wanted negative comments about her taken down from someone's personal page. Critics say this could limit free expression and be abused by people wanting to censor critical material. Supporters say that it will make Facebook and other social media platforms fight harder to eliminate hate speech and personal attacks. Nearly a year after a limousine crash that killed 20 people in Schoharie, New York, federal investigators have released a new report on the tragedy saying some of the passengers might have survived had they been wearing seat belts. Most of the belts in the 2006 Ford Excursion were under the seats, not visible to passengers. The NTSB now recommending the state make it mandatory that all motor vehicle passengers wear seat belts. And actor Robert De Niro is now named in a lawsuit filed by a former assistant claiming that the A-lister made sexually charged comments towards her. TMZ is reporting the assistant claims that she was given stereotypical female duties and is also suing De Niro for gender discrimination. She was sued by De Niro back in August after the actor claimed she watched 55 episodes of Friends while on the clock during a 4-day period. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.